We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Each Monday, we're checking in with someone who's doing something to improve life in Michigan. Today, we're going to talk about something particularly difficult to discuss, sex trafficking of kids. Andy Soper is with Wedgewood Christian Services in Grand Rapids. He's behind a new project aimed at curbing trafficking of youngsters. Andy, tell me what your ultimate goal is here.
Well, we kind of have a threefold approach to what we do. The first part is focusing on professionals. That means law enforcement, social work, medical care professionals, and educators. Just giving them signs and red flags that there may be an issue with one of either their clients, students, or someone they're interacting with. We also educate children, so we do K-12 education. And that really focuses kind of on a spectrum. Sometimes it's just on getting kids to engage the question of what does justice look like for them? And the last part of what we do is we advocate for victims. So we have kids in our care here at Wedgewood Christian Services that have been trafficked, and we work with them to try to put the pieces of their life back together, to try to make them mobile and educated and skilled in the ways that they want to be.
Give us a sense of how big this problem is in Michigan.
Well, this is a really hard question. I try to avoid being hyperbolic about the scope of this because there aren't really great numbers, right? You can look at what the State Department says, that there's 1.8 victims for every 1,000 people in population. And that may be true in West Michigan or Michigan in general, or that may be high or low. What I can tell you is that last year at Wedgewood, we had 8 victims at one point out of 120 children, and we identified over 20 last year that were in our care. So because we work with a high-risk population, we see it more often. So when we think about how big the scope is, it depends when we're looking at a neighborhood or an area that has a lot of poverty. Absolutely, kids are at higher risk. If there's an area where adult prostitution or adult entertainment is very prevalent, absolutely the numbers are going to be higher there. So we want to work together to figure out what those numbers actually are.
How do these children find themselves in this situation? How do they fall into this situation?
Well, I think most commonly, at least for us at Wedgewood, we've got two areas that this happens a lot in. One is familial pimping. So it's a mom, dad, or uncle that's selling that child, and that could be for anything from rent to drugs to food. That happens fairly often with the young women specifically that we work with, but also young men. I can think of two in the past year, young men that we've worked with. But the other side of that is kids that are at risk for other things that we think about, substance abuse and truancy and those sort of things. This is the same population that pimps are drawing off of. So those two types of things, kids in poverty that don't have a good structure around them, makes them more vulnerable for this type of exploitation.
I'm wondering if we could take kind of a step back into the past and say, why did you start working with kids? Why is it so important to you that kids have a voice?
It's actually interesting. My intention was never to become a social worker. My wife actually has her bachelor's in social work. My master's is in culture studies from Bowling Green State. So I had this idea of being a professor, an anthropologist, something like that. But the road that you're on, the journey that you're on, twists and turns with what breaks your heart and what makes you passionate about changing. And that's where it is for me. Children were never my primary focus. But when something so catastrophic happened, to one that I thought had so much potential, it was no longer a question of, well, should I do this for a living or not? It was, how do I do this excellently in a way that actually not just treats children who are being hurt in the future, but prevents other children from getting into the situation.
Andy, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.